divert if you can, if you haven't committed already, because you are just at a crawl. What's happening is there's a crash northbound on Route 1 after Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road. And I'm looking at the traffic cameras heading through there, and traffic is just at a crawl back near Featherstone Road. So just be prepared if you are sticking with Route 1. Over to 95 as your option for your alternate as you push north through Dale City, heading up toward the Occoquan. We have the heavy volume, but that's pretty much our normal stretch. You don't have anything in the roadway there. Then beyond on the interstate through Lorton and Newington, starting to see some of the stop and go. But again, it's Route 1 in Woodbridge you want to avoid while they clear this crash. It was along the right side, the north of the Prince William Parkway. Now, on the Beltway, a little bit better news in Maryland. It is slow, but the crash, I'm looking at it on the shoulder now, on the inner loop in New Carrollton after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but before you get to 450. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, still see that line of slow traffic heading up toward Good Luck Road, but that accident also out of the travel lanes. Update sponsored by Debt Hotline. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Learn how to reduce your debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice, 800-471-0216, 800-471-0216. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By mid-afternoon, it's a few rain showers that'll come on in, upper 40s for daytime highs. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Dumfries, 25 in Silver Spring, 33 in Washington. Kim Jong-un says he wants to write a new history with South Korea. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. Joining us in about an hour at 7:05 will be Noah Pollack from the Weekly Standard. We'll discuss the meeting yesterday at the White House between President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At 7:15, Philip Wegman from the Washington Examiner is going to be with us. We're going to talk about Sam Nunberg's tour de force yesterday on the cable news channels. At 8:05, Craig Ferguson, he's a psychology professor, will discuss video games. The president's going to be having a meeting later this week about video games and violence and if there is a connection. At 8:15, it's Chuck Thies on DC school drama. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. We have a packed show for you. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Sam Nunberg. Do you know the name? Well, you will.
Now.
This guy... yesterday, dominating interviews all over television. When I say dominating, it wasn't just that they were covering him. They were literally interviewing him. He was everywhere. He was sitting in studios. He was doing phone interviews. He was like Donald Trump was in 2016 during the campaign, calling into the control rooms of MSNBC to jump on the air to correct something that they said. Do you remember that? When Trump would call the control room, like, wait a second, the leading presidential candidate just called our control room. Let's bring him on air. Well, this guy was not a leading presidential candidate. He's about the opposite of that. He was kind of an aide to Donald Trump early in the campaign. When I say early, I mean 2015 was when he was fired from the Trump campaign. So this goes back. And he has been upset at times with various people inside the Trump orbit, to include explicitly Corey Lewandowski, who he faulted for his firing, but also the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who at times yesterday he was going after. And this all revolves around the fact that Bob Mueller has subpoenaed him to appear in front of a federal grand jury on Friday related to Bob Mueller's investigation into Russian interference and everything else. And in the subpoena, it asked him to hand over emails and other documents related to a bunch of specific people and conversations. And Nunberg goes on television yesterday and says he is not cooperating and he's not going to cooperate. And it's ridiculous. Let's take you down a trip here. This all began with an interview with the Washington Post where he said, let him arrest me, of Bob Mueller. He said he's not going to cooperate. He's not going to give over the documents. Let him arrest me. Go ahead. Then yesterday, we're going to jump around. There were so many interviews, it's hard to even get them chronological. Sam Nunberg on Jake Tapper's show on CNN begins asking Tapper whether or not he thinks he should cooperate. Listen.
Should I spend 80 hours going over my emails, Jake?
If it were me, I would. I mean, if you're just asking my opinion, just because it sounds like a pain, but He is the special counsel, and he does have the long
do
arm
have
of the law.
But why do I have to produce every email? I talk to Steve Bannon and Roger Stone 8 times a day. Do you know what I mean? Why do I have to go over it? Why do I have to send every email?
Sometimes
like
life and special prosecutors are not fair, I guess. I would cooperate were it me. But, you know, I'm a different breed of cat. Sam, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Jake, I'm definitely the first person to ever do this, right?
Say that again?
What?
I'm definitely the first person to ever do this. Flat out say I'm not cooperating.
You're the first one I've ever spoken with who's ever done it.
Okay, thank you very much.
That much is true.
By the way, it's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. It's nice to have you on. It won't be the last. I appreciate it.
I mean, Sam's play here, does this seem kind of obvious? Like, he's just reveling in this. He's like, I'm the first person who's done this, right? Right, Jake Tapper? He's like, well, you're the first person I've interviewed on the subject. Yeah. And he's like, well, it's such an honor to be on your show. Under these circumstances, CNN will jump all over having Sam Nunberg on the show. Here's more from Sam Nunberg saying yesterday that Trump may have done something wrong. Here, listen to him.
Trump may have very well done something during the election with the Russians.
Let me ask you about that Trump Tower meeting. What do you make of it as somebody who has worked
the meeting
for President Trump?
You know, I've defended that meeting. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You're gonna disagree with me.
It happened 10 months.
I don't know what happened.
It happened 10 months after Sam Nunberg was fired. So he was no relationship to the campaign at the time of that meeting. Okay, keep going.
Happened at that meeting. Do you think that Donald Trump says that President Trump says he knew nothing about the meeting? Do you think that that's true?
No.
You don't think that's fair.
Who cares?
No, it doesn't. And Jake, I've watched your news reports. You know it's not true. He talked about it a week before. And I don't know why he did this. All he had to say was, yeah, we met with the Russians. The Russians offered us something. And we thought they had something. And that was it. I don't know why he went around trying to hide it. And he shouldn't have.
Anyway, so again, what's the point? Why ask Sam Nunberg whether or not the meeting happened? Why would Sam Nunberg know the answer to that question?
Well, it doesn't matter whether Sam Nunberg would know the answer to that question, because the majority of people who were watching that exchange yesterday have no idea when Sam Nunberg was let go from the campaign, has no idea what he knows and doesn't know. It's just red meat for their base.
Good point. On the Chiron, it just says Trump, former Trump aide, and that's good enough. Like, you watch
exactly.
It and you're like, oh, that must mean he knows everything about what's going on in the campaign. Not during the obvious period here, which is 2016. Going on, MSNBC now. He goes away from CNN, off to MSNBC. And he starts speculating over what kind of case Mueller is trying to set up against a man who he calls his mentor, Roger Stone.
They're trying to set up a perjury case against Roger Stone, and I'm not going to have it. Roger's my mentor. Roger is like family to me, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And Roger did not talk. Roger may have lied about it.
Let me be
but
very
Roger
clear.
Did
Are
not
you basing
talk.
That view that they're going
yes,
for
the
Roger,
questions
they're
I got.
Trying to use you to get to Roger based on a theory or based on the questions they asked you?
Based on the questions they asked me. I have no idea in advance what they wanted for the grand jury. But what they did tell me was I wasn't going to be a subject or target, and I was going to get the same kind of immunity. But they wanted something.
Okay, let me just square this away. They're trying to set up a perjury case against Roger Stone. I am not going to help them. Roger may have lied about it. What? You're not helping. You're doing the opposite of helping Roger Stone. You're declaring that he probably lied to the FBI or whoever you're claiming he lied to. There's so much more here, so we're going to stay with this. Sarah Sanders, from the podium of the White House yesterday at the press briefing, responded to this. We'll share her reaction in a moment, and then Sam Nunberg's firing back. A whole bunch more coming up on Nunberg and his media tour yesterday.
It's 6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Our commuters are struggling in Woodbridge. First, we have the interstate delays, Dale City to Woodbridge, which I would advise that because if you're using Route 1, it is just at a crawl. Still dealing with crash cleanup, northbound Route 1 after the Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road, that was in the right lane still at last check, and man, it is solid lineup. Southbound Route 1, you're okay. You can get through there, but that is the opposite flow of the commute, not seeing too much of a backup. Now, let's get you on the Beltway, Maryland, where I have better news. I'm no longer seeing much of any backups here. Heading out of New Carrollton and into Greenbelt, the crash over to the shoulder now. So that's all on the inner loop after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So you are good to go. Top side, stop and go as normal, coming off of 95 and heading through Silver Spring. Baltimore-Washington Parkway just inside the Beltway. That crash now to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy early, then becoming clouder. Periods of rain this afternoon. Chance of rain 90%, a high of 48. We do have a coastal flood advisory in effect from 7 a.m. this morning to 4 a.m. tomorrow. Tonight, cloudy. Occasional rain, mainly this evening, a low of 37. Chance of rain of 100% rainfall, near a quarter of an inch. And then tomorrow, showers in the morning. Cloudy in the afternoon. Chance of rain 80%. Snow may mix in tomorrow. High of 43. Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
All right, former Trump aide, go back to 2015 was when he was fired in the first place, Sam Nunberg. I should point out, Sam Nunberg was the guy who was sort of pushing Donald Trump on a lot of people in the media very early on. He was definitely trying to communicate to us, and he kind of has a reputation, he has a strong reputation for BS. In the press, and that's across. That's including in the conservative press. What is Sam saying? Is it real? Is it true? There's a lot of like, let's check that kind of reactions to it. But still, here's Sam Nunberg. He was on TV yesterday, kind of going out in a blaze of glory, saying he's not going to respond to this to Bob Mueller and this subpoena for documents. He's like, that's just too much time. Why am I going to go through all my emails? And then baked into all of this is like, I'm very important. It's like I talk to everybody all the time. I talk to Steve Bannon and I talk to Roger Stone 8 times a day, and I'm so, you know, important, but I'm not sharing anything. It was kind of interesting to watch. Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding from the podium yesterday. Listen to this.
He just said on MSNBC moments ago, I think he, meaning the president, may have done something during the election, but I don't know that for sure. Your reaction?
Well, I definitely think he doesn't know that for sure because he's incorrect. As we've said many times before, there was no collusion with the Trump campaign.
Yeah, so she can't comment on his lack of knowledge.
Well, it was a ridiculous question to ask because, again, he wasn't part of the campaign when the Trump meeting, when Donald Trump Jr. had the meeting at Trump Hotel.
It'd be like asking, CNN thinks Trump is going to be impeached. How does the White House respond to that?
Right. How Sarah?
What do they know?
Sarah Sanders is phenomenal at keeping her cool. She truly is. She is made for this job.
Yeah. Yeah, she's succeeded in doing the thing you're supposed to do, which is not make much news from that podium. Let's go to Ari Melberg talking on MSNBC to Sam Nunberg yesterday.
I think some people are worried about you, and they're worried about what you're doing. I think other people are upset because we just showed the White House, which doesn't want to comment on this, responding to you. So clearly you
Sarah
are...
Sarah should shut up.
Clearly you're in the eye of a storm.
Sarah should shut up.
Let me ask you this.
She's a terrible communicator.
Let me ask you this.
By the way, her presidential, the person she defends every day, he has a 35% approval rating. She should shut her mouth.
Let me ask you the important question.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
And I'm warning her, by the way, to shut her mouth.
Do you understand that you have a legal obligation to comply?
At that point, when you say you're warning her to shut your mouth, what does Ari Melber do? He just keeps plowing ahead with his dumb question. How about stop? The guy, your guest, just told you he's warning the press secretary of the White House to shut her mouth. What does that mean exactly? That's the obvious follow-up. Not asked by Ari. Go ahead.
Why?
Yeah, I have a legal... Technically, I have a legal obligation. But Robert Mueller and the team is going to have to decide if they really want me to give every communication I had with Steve Bannon and Roger Stone.
Well, sir, I think they've decided. And let me read to you because this is important. Defying a subpoena is a jailable offense. I'm reading to you here. Under the rules, the court may hold in contempt.
They're going to send me to jail.
That's funny. Who disobeys a subpoena. If you're saying that they've set a Friday deadline, In your mind...
No. They wanted a 3 p.m. deadline.
For the documents, and then a Friday deadline for you to go in there, yes?
Yes, and I'm not going.
So if you're not going, are you prepared to be held in contempt and potentially go to jail?
Yes. And you know why?
Why? Yes, why? Tell us why.
Because when they asked for something like this to me, and the way they treated... And Ari, you and I can disagree about it. And once again, Donald Trump is responsible for this investigation because he was so stupid after he fired Comey. He had the Lester Holt interview, and he had the Russians in his office.
Uh-huh. This guy, he's out of control yesterday. So then it gets to this. So we've heard all of this so far. He's done all these interviews. Then he's on with CNN's Erin Burnett last night. Listen to her asking him about what she smells now, literally smells.
So, Sam, I have to ask you one other thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's an awkward question to ask, but, you know, I've interviewed you before. You're sitting very close to me.
Yes.
We talked earlier about what people in the White House were saying about you.
Yeah.
Talking about whether you were drinking or on drugs or whatever they had happened today. Talking to you,
yeah.
I have smelled alcohol on your breath.
Well, I have not had a drink.
You haven't had a drink, so that's not...
No.
So I just, because it is the talk out there, again, I know it's awkward, let me just give you the question so you can categorically answer that. Have you had a drink today?
My answer is no, I have not.
Anything else?
No.
No.
No. Besides my meds.
Okay.
Antidepressants, is that okay?
No, I'm just trying to understand.
Well, look, they
what
can say
today.
They can say whatever they want. I don't really care.
Yeah, so it just got a little sad.
It did. Anything else? Well, no. Well, besides my meds.
More on this in a moment and how the story changed after that interview. 622 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
You know, you get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Yep, I'm going to tell you how. Because Thompson Creek Window Company, they do it all. They design, they build, and they install replacement windows so you don't pay the middleman markup. So you're buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory, and that means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and their buyer protection guarantee. That guarantee protects you for 50 years, and all you deal with, Thompson Creek. If you have any problems, they handle it. The people who built them and installed them, they're the ones who handle any problem. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience, and that means you know the job's going to be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices and no middleman markup, and now you can save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every single window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Win $1 million when you sign up as a new member only at Live Casino and Hotel. Sign up today for a free Live Rewards card now through March 31st to receive $25 free play, plus a chance to play the $1 million board game where you could win $1 million cash. Win the chance of a lifetime only at Live Casino and Hotel. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21, must be a new Live Rewards member. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's 625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, you know it's never good when I say one lane gets by on the Beltway. Ooh. All right, here we go. This is going to be in the Silver Spring area on the Beltway outer loop. In the flow of our normal slow traffic, only the left lane is open. You'll still see some fire and rescue running to the scene right after University Boulevard, but before Colesville Road. They're zooming in on the camera. Yep, looks like just that left lane. They're not even using the shoulder because they're waiting for more response to get to the scene of the crash. Watch for delays. We already had them back at I-95. And please don't use the shoulder. I see a couple people coming up on the shoulders. We don't want that. All right, let's go inner loop side at the scene of the accident. Your travel lanes are open. You're not affected. Beyond that crash before George Avenue, we had a fender bender, and that was over to the shoulder. So we are busy there. Also busy in the Woodbridge area on Route 1. Crews are still dealing with cleanup of the crash. Northbound Route 1 after the Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road. So still seeing a lot of that stop and go coming up from Featherstone Road. If you stick with Interstate 95, Dale City to Woodbridge. Bridge heavy, get a little break over the Occoquan, and then you'll see the slowdowns again, Lort Newington, but it's just the slowdowns. I don't have anything there. But again, just to recap, top side of the Beltway, outer loop at University Boulevard, no change, just that left lane gets by the crash. Update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home, free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now at 800-430-7923. Now from Garage Door Repair.com,
flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
All right, so we're talking Sam Nunberg and all of his various interviews yesterday. Former Trump associate fired in 2015. Why was he fired? Katrina Pearson was on Fox yesterday. Here's the answer to that question.
Why was Sam Nunberg fired from the campaign?
Well, he'd made a series of comments on social media that were considered to be extreme and even racist to a point. The president actually, Mr. Trump actually fired him when he used to work from him outside of the campaign. So this is not unusual behavior from Sam, but I will say that I do understand his frustration to spend that kind of time, energy, effort, and money, because he's going to have to hire a lawyer to deal with this type of thing, is simply uncalled for. And all these individuals are wrapped up into this, Martha, just took the job.
By the way, in an interview with the Associated Press last night, Nunberg says the following: I'm going to end up cooperating with Mueller. What a way to end that day. 628 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those, why did I wait on this things? And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Coming up on WMAL, there may be some changes in Montgomery County at the medians on the big roadways. You see those people panhandling? Well, that may be illegal in Montgomery County if one lawmaker has his way. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A few thousand homes and businesses across the Washington area still don't have the power back on after last week's windstorm. At this hour, Dominion Energy has about 2,800 still in the dark. Pepco, about 300. But BGE is still working on restoring power to about 15,000 of its customers. An 18-year-old man has turned himself in to face charges of making threats against Fairfax High School a couple of weeks ago. Ishmael Harrison is accused of posting online threats against students, staff, and police. The Florida Senate has passed a legislative package aimed at tightening the state's gun laws.
The chamber has passed a bill that would authorize the arming of some teachers, raise the age to buy a firearm from 18 to 21, and require a three-day waiting period for most gun purchases. It would also give law enforcement more power to seize weapons and ammunition from those deemed mentally unfit.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. West Virginia legislators plan to meet again today to consider another compromise aimed at ending a teacher strike that has gone on for days now.
Long lines of teachers and supporters outside the Capitol Monday did not sway West Virginia senators who rejected a 5% pay raise that would end the strike that forced districts to remain closed today.
West Virginia, we're standing beside you.
The governor, the House of Delegates, and union leaders agreed to a 5% raise, but the Senate only offered a 4% increase. The Bureau of Labor Statistics puts West Virginia in the bottom five states in teacher pay. Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,875, the NASDAQ at 73,31. Sports sponsored by Qatar Airways. The Wizards host the Miami Heat tonight. The Caps start a West Coast road trip in Anaheim tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't miss Qatar Airways fares. Nairobi from $870, Malay from $960, Manila from $985. Book by March 7, 2018 for travel now through February 26, 2019. QatarAirways.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qatar Airways, going places together.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Monitoring Treatment Efficacy through Thermography on Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we're jammed topside of the Beltway with a crash here in Silver Spring, but a slight change. One additional lane has just reopened. So this is going to be on the outer loop right at University Boulevard. It's now two left lanes getting by instead of just the one. But nonetheless, everyone filtering down to that left side, and it is just at a crawl, exiting off of I-95 and the Beltway coming around from near Route 1 near the IKEA, again, to get by this crash at University Boulevard. You get a break after that, and then we had a second incident after Georgia Avenue that was causing some delays through that stretch as well. And that was to the shoulder, so big-time backups in that area. On 270, normal morning, Urbana Hyatt's down slowing again. In Germantown, seeing some of the stop-and-go. 66, crash that was eastbound right near Nutley Street. They just confined everything to the left shoulder, so your travel lanes are open. Watch coming through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, though, slow. In Woodbridge, still talking about this crash. It is extremely slow. So if you can avoid Route 1 here for a little while till they get lanes open, northbound Route 1 after the Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road for this incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers in, maybe even a period of rain, 48. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Occasional rain tonight as low pressure wraps up off the northeast coast and pulls away, 37 degrees. And as we go through tomorrow, a little bit colder. Some showers in the morning, maybe some snowflakes mixing in. No accumulation, a gusty wind, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Chantilly, 26 in Damascus, 33 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Noah Pollock joining us at 7:05 this morning from the Weekly Standard. 7:35, Philip Wegman from the Washington Examiner. Got to talk about Sam Nunberg's day some more. 8:05, Chris Ferguson, a psychology teacher, about the link between video games and violence. Is there one? He'll examine it. Chuck Thies, he's a political strategist from Washington, D.C. He'll talk to us about chaos in D.C. What did the mayor know and when did she know it? And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will be with us on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colony with Mary Walter.
We've all seen it. You've been driving around Montgomery County, and you come to an intersection, a pretty large intersection, and there are those people with their signs, with their tales of woe, and they would like you to contribute to whatever it is that they are, their tale of woe happens to be, to help alleviate it. And I've seen them, and what cracks me up is when you get off 495 onto Connecticut, mm-hmm. right there at the intersection, there is a woman who's there, and I see she's been there for over a year now, and she has a sign that she needs money for her daughter who needs surgery in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. I don't know why her daughter's in Ecuador for surgery. And her daughter's apparently, it's apparently not urgent because her daughter's needed surgery in Ecuador for over a year now. And she's even got a new sign. Like, she blew through the old sign. She's got a new sign now. Mm-hmm. Then I saw her once, and it seems like that's her corner. Like, that's where they stake out their, like, food trucks. Like, they have their area. She's the only one there. I saw her once at a different, during the week, at a different time on Old Georgetown Road by Democracy. Mm-hmm. There were two people there. It was her and another guy who were there. And he was like on one side of Democracy and she was on the other side on Old Georgetown Road. So they had like their separate corners. So they apparently travel to the panhandlers. They travel with their signs. So here's the thing. That all used to be illegal 4 years ago. It was all illegal. But the county did away with the law. Now, in the 4 years since the county has done away with the law that would make panhandling illegal, two people have been killed panhandling, because they're in the traffic. They, if you got your window down and you're like waving a dollar at them, they'll walk into that traffic. They'll come over there and they'll bet on the light not turning green, and they'll come get that dollar.
Some people actually walk the lines. They don't just stay on the median. They'll get in between the lines and the turn lane and the straight lanes, and will walk up and down past all the cars.
So in an effort to keep people from being killed, because you're doing exactly what you're saying, Montgomery County Council Member Craig Rice has sponsored a bill that would make soliciting for medians and roadways illegal. Do you think this is a good idea? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Or do you look at this and say, you know what? It's okay that they're trying to make money. They're not hurting anyone. They're not coming up and banging on your window. If this is what they want to do, they're taking the risk. You know, this is they're taking the risk. They know the risk. And it doesn't, no harm, no foul. Where do you stand on this? It used to be illegal. The last 4 years, it is not illegal. You see them all the time at most major intersections. Do you want to see this become illegal again? There are people on both sides of this argument, pro and con. And one of the things that I find about this is that if they are found panhandling, then the first defense is they would have to find out, you know, why this. They would have to take like a class B educated and why it is illegal, and they can't do it again. Second offense, if you're found out doing it again, it's going to result in fines. They're like, well, this is going to lead to these people who are panhandling for income to have unpaid fines, court dates, going to wind up on the record. They're never going to be able to get out of the situation they're in. That's assuming they're actually in a bad situation. I don't know how many of them really truly are. That's just me, but
skeptical,
I'm cynical.
Mary Walter.
I am. Are you cynical?
Am I skeptical? Yes, I'm skeptical. Yes, I do not believe that every person who asks me for money is actually a veteran.
Right.
There's some of them, their uniforms don't match. I'm just not convinced that that's real. So there's some of that going on. Also, I'm always confronted by the moral quandary of how you handle the panhandler who's walking on the median next to your vehicle. Now, I realize they're not banging on your windows. They're mostly kind of polite and they just blow past you. But I don't like the whole game where you have to not give them eye contact, because if you do, then they think that they're engaged. So your eyes become like a part of this like annoying process. And you're like, okay, I'm just going to keep them on my periphery, but I really want to read their sign. But I shouldn't read their sign, because if I read the sign, I'm actively engaged. And this is way too much for me. Why are you doing this to me? I'm just trying to get to work.
You suddenly have something to do in your car, right? You're suddenly changing the radio station.
Like, oh God, I dropped some change. I'm going to be down here until the light turns.
888-630-9625. Let's go to Sean in Montgomery County to kick it off. Sean, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
I can't tell you how I know, but I know. The lady in Ecuador with the kid in Ecuador that has the surgery, like, they live in McLean.
Oh, really? What?
I noticed. And there's a group of them. There's like sisters and cousins. They live in McLean, Virginia.
They do. Do they have like private helicopters and stuff?
I don't know how they get there, but they're downtown D.C. They're on Old Georgetown Road, the Connecticut Avenue.
Yes!
They're everywhere. And there's a group of them.
Wow.
And it's This is just their jobs. They're not like, you know, in dire straits. That's just their jobs.
You know, I have to tell you, Sean, to what Vince was just saying, how you don't want to make eye contact. It's such a quandary for me, because I truly want to ask this woman, what kind of surgery does your daughter need?
See,
because you've been here for over a year. I'm assuming
it's
not like an appendicitis or something.
Stare at them.
Do you stare at them? You just give them the death stare and just wait until they keep going?
They walk away.
Wow. Make it more awkward than they're already making it for you. That's the strategy.
Interesting, Sean. Thank you. Now
Mary,
I want to know.
But Mary, you're walking into a trap, because she knows how to have this conversation. She's had it 6 million times.
I know.
Little do you know, as you roll down the window and think to yourself, I'm the first person who's actually going to investigate this. Oh, no. A lot of people have tried.
Well, apparently it's working, because as I said, she's got a new sign. I just saw her recently and she's got a brand new sign. 888-630-9625. They want to make panhandling illegal again in Montgomery County. Apparently it's not working so well. What are your thoughts on this? We'll find out. It is 6:44 on WMAO.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAO.
You can save right now at Mattress Warehouse. You're waking up this morning, you're like, you know what? I got over 8 hours of sleep last night. And I just don't feel like I got 8 hours of sleep. I'm tired. How can that be? You know what? It could be your mattress. Your mattress should be changed out about every 8 to 10 years. And if you haven't done that, you might want to look to getting a new mattress to finally get a good night's sleep. And that's going to make you healthier. It's going to make your day better. You're going to perform better at work and can solve a whole boatload of problems. And you don't have to spend a ton of money because Mattress Warehouse is Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, and they make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 a month. And with over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they have a mattress for everybody. Let technology help find the bed that's right for you. Just go to Mattress Warehouse and get bed matched. It takes 3 minutes. They use science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed for you. So easy to do. Just go to sleephappens.com to find that Mattress Warehouse location near you. 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, there's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland Beltway, not a good morning for the person who had a car fire and not a good morning for us now waiting in line. On the outer loop, University Boulevard now, the car fire has been extinguished for a while, but still two fire trucks there. A car on the shoulder, but just the two left lanes getting by. So we are with one more lane here. Two left lanes, outer loop at University Boulevard, but we are at a crawl coming around from near Route 1 near the IKEA. And as you merge off of 95 out of Calverton, so be ready for this. This is really one of our tough spots right now. You get a slight break right as you pass that car fire activity, but then the next crash is going to be after Georgia Avenue. So that's why we have that stop and go through that curve. I think Mary likes to call it that roller coaster curve before you get to Connecticut Avenue. On 270 south through Urbana and Hyattstown, slow Germantown into Rockville. The crash on 66 east at Nutley Street over to the shoulder now, so some better news. Still in Woodbridge, Route 1 heads up with extra heavy slowdowns with the accident activity north of the Prince William Parkway, but before Occoquan Road. And that's again northbound Route 1 in Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By mid-afternoon, it's a few rain showers that'll come on in upper 40s for daytime highs. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 6:47 in this traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is better than one. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants, and they're always made to order. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Those panhandlers at the intersections on the medians, two of them have been killed since panhandling was made legal in Montgomery County. 4 years ago, panhandling was illegal. Since then, they did away with the law. Two people have been killed. And now you have Montgomery County Council member Craig Rice sponsoring a bill that would make it illegal again. And this would even apply to firefighters who collect funds at the Fill the Boot campaign at busy intersections. You see that? It would apply to them, too. Nobody should be allowed to do it. How do you feel about that? I don't know how you prevent it, because you're gonna fine them. They're not going to pay the fine because they don't have no way to get the money. They're not going to pay the fine. They're not going to show up for court. Not quite sure how you...
Unless they live in McLean.
That's true. Well, to that point, Roger in Bethesda claims that these panhandlers aren't as bad off as we seem to think. Roger, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, good morning. Two quick stories about the Bethesda Rockville area. I had a friend who worked at the Meyer-Emco on Old Georgetown Road, which at the time was next to what was a Lincoln Mercury dealership. He got to know the people in the dealership. They told him one day the panhandler out there walked in, all cash, drove off with a Lincoln SUV.
Wow.
Now, another person who befriended one of these people, again, in the same general area, the panhandler asked him over, said, "You want to come see my house?" And he said, "Sure, I'll come see it." Guy lived in a house. It was Rockville, Bethesda, had a swimming pool, barbecuing in his backyard.
Wow, Roger. See, I think a lot of people...
Yes. Get a vineyard.
Hear this, you know, you hear these stories, and then suddenly the ones who really need the money aren't getting it. Thank you so much for that. It's 6:49 on WMAL.
Are you planning to buy a home, or are you already a homeowner looking to benefit from rising home values with some cash in your pocket before the Fed raises rates again? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. You've heard Mark on this radio station for years, but let me tell you myself why you should call him today. Mark and his team are mortgage experts committed to providing personalized service with the best pricing and products. If that's important to you, call Cornerstone First Financial today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. If stability, consistency, and unmatched integrity are important to you, then take my advice and call my friend Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. Call 202-625-1221 today. That's 202-625-1221. Online at cornerstonefirst.com. That's cornerstonefirst.com.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job, your family, your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-793-4977. Banyan Treatment Centers can help you find the right treatment program and even help with family interventions. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-793-4977. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Do something while you still can. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now, 800-793-4977. That's 800-793-4977.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP 180 Weight Loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP 180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP 180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
You can have the best of both. Market gains with added safety. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. And enjoy your retirement. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
The couch is the center of fun. Watching your favorite shows, taking out some serious bad guys, and crushing some crispy, golden, delicious Totino's pizza rolls. What are you waiting for? Satisfy the craving and stock up today. Live free, couch hard. Totino's pizza rolls.
6:53, so let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Mary. Good morning. Dow futures popped nearly 200 points higher just a moment ago after North Korea said it's willing to talk about reducing its nukes. This is a report out of South Korea. The Dow is coming off a 336-point rally from yesterday. Markets are all higher in Europe right now. They closed higher overnight in Asia, and crude oil is ticking up this morning. Responding to word of new import taxes on steel coming into the U.S., Europe is reportedly talking about slapping taxes on U.S. goods going there, including American whiskey and motorcycles. Target just reported quarterly earnings that fell short of Wall Street estimates, but shares are ticking just slightly lower. Same-store sales were up more than 3%. Nordstrom has rejected an initial offer from its founding family to take the retailer private. The bid was less than the company's market value. Nordstrom's trying to keep from sliding into that troubled retailer category. Not seen in 16 years, Toyota unveiled a new Supra at the Geneva Auto Show. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business. So you know today's candidates want perks they can enjoy every day. Give them the healthy, active office culture they're looking for with Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions. The new Varidesk ProDesk 60 Electric is a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes. To learn more about the ProDesk 60 Electric, visit varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
6:55, no WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're extremely busy here, Maryland Beltway topside. Commuters coming around from each loop, whether you're heading in or out or looping through Silver Spring. Outer loop, the car fire at University Boulevard. That was along the right side with delays now before you get to Route 1 and off of I-95 and to the left side getting by that activity. Then we had a crash beyond that on the shoulder. All that happening, we have a crash now on the inner loop side. So that's why those delays continue to grow coming out of Bethesda, right off of 270 and past Old Georgetown Road. Watch up ahead for those brake lights. We reported to have a tractor trailer involved in this one. So inner loop right near Georgia Avenue, past the exit there, and stay to the far right to get you on by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another miss as another nor'easter develops off the northeast coast. It'll roll on off toward the north and east, pull away, and that main energy heading on off toward the east will give us some rain showers this afternoon, mainly after 2 or 3 o'clock in the upper 40s. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 34 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
The zero-res carpet cleaning sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at zeroresdc.com.
Handlers in Montgomery County may find themselves out of a job because it was illegal 4 years ago, and now they're considering making it illegal again after 2 panhandlers were killed in the 4 years since it was illegal. So Vince and Heather insist that I have to tell you the story because they don't they doubt me.
I'll tell you the story.
So friends and I went to New York. We're going to the Discovery Museum in Times Square to see the Titanic exhibit years ago. So we get on the train with this big box of Dunkin' Munchkins, like the 50, yeah. Right? So we had like 3 of them because we were talking the whole time. So I'm like, I got to get rid of these things before we go into the museum. So there's this woman standing there on Broadway, and she has a sign that says, "I'm hungry, you know, please, can you help?" So I go up to this woman, I hand her this big box of Dunkin' Munchkins that had 4 out of it.
Her savior.
She's hungry. She needs help. So I hand her the box of Dunkin' Munchkins. She does not make eye contact with me, and hand to God, this is a true story. She doesn't make eye contact with me. She turns her sign around, puts it in front of my face, and it says, "Gluten-free, low sugar, organic only." She had like this whole list of dietary requirements on the back of her sign.
When you told me this, I was like, you've got to have been on a candid camera show. This is like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Story.
This is not real.
Hand to God, I just stood there. I'm like, I said something that you can say in New York, but I can't say on the radio. She just clearly wanted money because her dietary restrictions took everything out that you could possibly give her. So the guard at the Discovery Museum was very happy to have the munchkins. So this is why I will give people food, but I'm not giving you money. Ever since the gluten-free homeless lady. Very quickly, Maria in Durwood. Maria had a different story. Heard a lot of story about people who have panhandling.
Who are faking it.
Yeah, who have swimming pools. Maria's got a different story. Maria, good morning. You got about a minute here.
Hi.
There's
a guy that I very often see at the same corner. So I struck up a conversation with him one day when the light was red, and I asked him, you know, where does he live? And he told me with pride about a great campsite that he had in one of the parks where no one could find him. And then I asked him, how does he get to the corner? And he looked at me like I had 3 heads and was the stupidest person in the world. And he said, I take the bus. So he has his commute. I have my commute. Jesus says, give to those who beg from you. So I just keep a short stack of $1 bills in the car and give them when people beg.
Wow. Okay, you do. So you give them cash. Yeah, ever since the gluten-free homeless lady, I don't give them cash anymore.
My favorite, there's a guy in Virginia that has a sign that says, I bet you can't hit me with a quarter.
Oh, that's good.
I've done it.
Nice. You are the opposite of Maria. I'm curious where it says that in the good book. Hit them with money. Throw things at them. Coming up on WMAF.
Well, we'll be chatting with Philip Wegman. He's going to talk about Sam Nunberg and his wild day on television yesterday.
And we'll also be joined by Noah Pollack, who is going to discuss the meeting yesterday between Netanyahu and Trump at the White House. It is now 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Former Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg is openly defying a grand jury subpoena linked to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
While Nunberg said he already sat down with investigators for 5 hours, he is the first former aide to refuse the special counsel openly. Mueller's already spoken with people like former chief strategist Steve Bannon, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and more. Nunberg, however, making it clear he does not intend to join that list.
Should I spend 80 hours going over my emails, Jake?
If it were me, I would.
In Washington, I'm Omar Jimenez.
It's been 4 days now since a powerful windstorm brought down power lines across the region. And this morning, a few thousand people are still without electricity. Dominion Energy has about 2,800 still in the dark. Pepco's restored power to all but about 250 of its customers. But BGE is still working to restore power to about 15,000 of its customers. One casualty of the high winds, an old tree, a hemlock, believed to have been transplanted perhaps at Mount Vernon by George Washington personally. The tree had stood on the grounds of Mount Vernon for over two centuries. An 18-year-old man has been charged with making threats against a Northern Virginia high school.
Ishmael Harrison has surrendered to police on charges of threatening to harm people on school grounds. Fairfax City Police say Harrison posted threats on social media last month targeting students and staff at Fairfax High as well as police. This is Chief Carl Pardini.
The students who observed these threats on Twitter did everything right. They did everything right by notifying their parents, their teachers, and school administrators immediately.
Harrison's also facing charges relating to possession of child pornography. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A number of Montgomery County leaders gathered late yesterday in Rockville to remember the Florida shooting victims and renew the call for tougher gun laws. Among those speaking, Montgomery County Councilmember Nancy Navarro.
Congress has failed to take action to protect Americans. Instead, they voted last year to overturn an Obama administration rule that would have made it harder for people like the gunman that we just had this tragedy to buy a gun. In addition to tougher gun control laws, Congress also needs to act on providing more access to mental health counselors to those who need it.
Dozens of Montgomery County residents and students joined elected officials at yesterday's event. Top South Korean officials have returned home after meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during a rare visit to the North. And a spokesman for South Korea today says the North is promising not to use nuclear or conventional weapons against the South. But North Korea's leader is also not backed away from continuing his country's nuclear weapons program.
Kim Jong-un said on January 1st he was going to mass produce nuclear weapons. He also said he was going to try to improve relations with South Korea, and he's doing both of those things. President Trump has said that if diplomacy doesn't work, if it doesn't stop North Korea's nuclear program, the United States will seriously consider a military action, which means that these talks are crucial.
Correspondent Will Ripley. And Amazon executives have been touring sites in D.C., Montgomery County, and Northern Virginia as they scout out potential locations for their coveted HQ2. These tours are seen as the latest sign that Amazon is seriously considering this area for its second headquarters. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,875, the Nasdaq at 73,31. Sports, the Wizards had the night off. They host Miami tonight. The Caps are idle, too. They're in Anaheim tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even service brakes, do tune-ups, and more. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Into Woodbridge, seeing some improvement here. The earlier crash out of the travel lanes now, but now just trying to recover with the remaining volume northbound on Route 1 after the Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road. Like I said, still some stop and go, but the crash now out of the travel lanes. On 9